Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Jewel is 15 years old, okay?
Can I get you something?
My wife said, if you're going to do something about it, go do something about it.
It'd be like if McDonald's started selling alcohol.
I hate Jews. I hate Barack Obama.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what the hell it's talking about. For every night, man, we take you through the looking glass and beyond, where truth is our bitch. We go places other talk shows wish they could go. And you can check us out online right now at philhendryshow.com. You can watch us as we perform this radio show. PhilHendryShow.com, live streaming video, live streaming audio of our show, and downloads each and every day of our radio show, as well as our archives, constituting thousands and thousands of hours of a great radio show. And for $6.95 a month, are you kidding? It's almost a crime. Although I'm not sure which way. Anyway, I'm kidding. Go to our website, PhilHendryShow.com, get a backstage pass. Big announcement coming this week. And I'll give you a hint. It's going to involve one extra day of the Phil Hendry Show. One extra day. One extra video cast. One extra podcast. One extra download. 877-876-PHIL. Stephen Bozell is going to join us from Corona, California, a man who has had a similar experience as the one I'm going to describe to you right now. And let me tell you, this has got to be the worst nightmare of any parent, anywhere. I mean, losing a kid. And in Pasadena, California, which is the town I was born in. So I was an infant in Pasadena. And fortunately, my father was stone cold sober, I think, at least when I was born. Authorities say that a 3-year-old boy who was lost by his drunk father and found strapped into his car seat about 24 hours later in Pasadena has been placed in protective custody. A 3-year-old boy who was lost by his drunk father, Dylan Kurahara, was found late Sunday night in a parking structure in the area of Madison Avenue and Green Street in Pasadena, just blocks away from where he was lost, according to the Pasadena police. Dylan and his father, 23-year-old Joe Kurahara, were last seen leaving a parking structure at Cordova Avenue and Euclid Street in Pasadena about 9:30 in the evening, the two of them. They'd attended a wedding party at a Masonic lodge along with the boy's mother. The father, Joe, reportedly became very intoxicated at the wedding and was having a difficult time standing up without falling. Joe was arrested an hour later while walking alone in the area of East Cordova Street. So I guess he was busted for public intoxication. Meanwhile, when police arrested Cordova, they were unaware that he was in charge of a baby. And Kurahara reportedly told police he did not remember being with Dylan because he was too drunk. Police were made aware of the missing child when the mother woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning the next day, Sunday, and discovered that the child was missing, and she called police. Rowdy Metzger is a Pasadena resident. And apparently Mr. Metzger was the one that spotted this baby boy just sitting out there in the open. Here is Rowdy Metzger. This is Mr. Metzger, a Pasadena resident. He's the Good Samaritan credited with finding the toddler. He talked to Channel 5 News in Los Angeles.
My wife said, if you're going to do something about it, go do something about it. So I said, I'm going to go find him. And I never thought I would. So I tapped on the window. It woke him up. The door was open. I opened it. He got a little scared. I called out his name. I told him he'd be okay. I kept giving him a thumbs-up signal because I didn't know if he would understand me, if he was in shock or whatever. I called 911. I just kept talking to him until the police came.
And then Metzger is asked if he thinks he's a hero.
Nope. Not at all. You know, I didn't do it for me.
Okay, that's enough. That's all we have to hear. All right, so just kidding around there. Mr. Bozell, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, Phil. That's a heck of a story, I'll tell you.
It is a frightening story, and I know it's one that you lived.
I did, and I will tell you that this is why I've been campaigning every year out here in Corona with the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department, Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, and I now know that in Pasadena, California, they're going to need a similar kind of an effort, I think, from the citizens out there to get this, what they call a police scouts, or similar kind. They're not police explorer. These are police scouts. They are young people who are learning the ropes as police officers. And when you put them in an area, and you can put them out in an area by like 100 or maybe 150 in an area like Pasadena, we're gonna get rid of this problem right away, because it happened to me. I went immediately to San Bernardino Sheriff.
All right. Well, let's first of all, let's talk about what you're talking about here. You were drunk, right?
Well, let me start at the beginning, because I think when you let somebody else tell your story.
Okay, no, that's fair enough.
So I'm gonna start at the beginning. What happened was, my wife and I had our son, Steve Jr. And this was, a great day for us back in 1996. Steve's going to be 14 years old. He'll be 14 years old in December. And we had brought him to a wedding. The reason why you bring a baby to a wedding, when you first have a child, you do want to show off your child. It is expected by your friends. They want to see your child, and they want. And also, your wife wants to show the child off, because your wife, women have a need to show off their firstborn. It's a psychological need that they have, and it's one that I think as men we need to respect.
And women have a psychological need to show off their babies, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
I mean, I know that parents are proud.
Well, parents are proud, but the women have a need to show off their baby, because they want to show other women that they are capable of having a child. It is a psychological, very, very deep-seated competition between women as to fertility, and so women must take a baby and take it, show it around, show it off and everything like this. So we took our child to the wedding. I told my wife, I'm going to be at a wedding. There's going to be reception. There's going to be alcohol. I'm going to drink it. And my wife said, I understand. So you've got two competing, very, very basic and very primal needs. On the part of the female, she must show off her child. On the part of the male, at a wedding, which is primarily a female event, the man is already under a lot of pressure, and so he's going to drink and drink to excess. And that's what happened to me.
And did you were also in charge of your son?
That is correct.
Now, why did you, knowing that your wife knowing that you were going to drink to excess, give you that boy?
Because the women had already looked at it, and she had done what she needed to do. At that point in the wedding, when they start the music, the women then want to dance, and they will turn the child over to the man. And that's what happened to me, and I had, my son with me as I was continuing to drink.
What were you drinking, sir?
I was doing shots, and I was doing Bushmills whiskey, I think, at that time. Doing shots of Bushmills, I was chasing them with my Corona beer.
So you were doing shots and beers and shots?
Yes, sir. And that's very... you can watch it in the Deer Hunter movie, they do that.
No, I understand. That's a pretty manly way of enjoying a wedding reception, and you were getting really hammered even though you had your son there.
Yes, sir, but there was nothing that I could do about it. There's really not a lot a man can do in that situation when the woman needed to bring the kid to show it to everyone, and then she's going to go dance, and you are doing shots of beers, and she's giving you the child. That's why when my son was lost, and I went to the Los Angeles County Sheriff, and I said, this is a critical situation. I know there's a lot of men who've been through it. You've got to begin to hire police scouts to comb the area of weddings, any places, bars, wherever there's going to be a family, people possibly bringing an infant, so they can find or at least help canvass the area.
And so your solution to the problem, you see this problem as something where you get police scouts to comb an area in case a child is lost, because the father's drunk.
But you saw it happen again here, sir. You saw it happen again in Pasadena. A man got drunk and left his child.
And you want to get police scouts to... See, here's in our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Welcome to our show, folks. I've got Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, joining us. A man left his son in his car overnight forgot that the boy was there, a three-year-old child. He was arrested. He was in police custody for public intoxication. Where did you leave your son?
I left Steve Jr. In a car seat sitting on a wall about a block away from the Elks Lodge that we had added at in Corona.
And where were you all night?
I was at home. I was asleep.
You went home, and your wife was where?
My wife was at home.
Did your wife at any time ask you where your son was?
My wife was asleep when I got in. See, a lot of what I can understand,
This is the only thing that I'm asking you is, why did your wife not ask you where your son was?
She was asleep, sir. She was asleep. See, I understand that where you want to take this is you want to make this about me. And I know a lot of people are going to want to make this about the gentleman in Pasadena, Mr. Kurahara. This is about something much more profound, and I really need people to get this. We need police scouts or police explorers. We need a certain group of police that can, do the kind of work that our other police can't do. And a police scout can look for a missing child. They can look for things that are out of place. They can look if you have a missing child in the area. This is not about anything other. I know that you want to make this about...
Well, what about you not getting so drunk that you lose your son?
You know, that's the easy way. And
well, it's an obvious question.
I know, and it gets a lot of laughs. And I was on the Ken and John show, and they did the same thing. Why are you getting so drunk? I said, because I'm at a wedding, and I'd like to ask you a question, Mr. Henry. Did you ever go to a wedding?
Take your time.
Did you ever go to a wedding that you didn't get drunk at?
I've been to weddings, and I've had drinks. Drunk? To the point where I...
No, please, sir, please. Have the dignity to answer my question and not manipulate it in your favor. Have you ever been to a wedding that you didn't get drunk at?
Mr. Sir, I'm not trying to...
Have you ever... Sir, please.
Have I ever been to a wedding that I haven't been drunk at? I think I've gotten drunk at every wedding I've been at, but I think I remembered where I was.
Okay. Thank you for at least answering honestly.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up next hour, we're going to have David G. Hall and Margaret Gray on. They'll be talking about Sharon Angle telling Hispanic students that they looked Asian, and apparently there was a contretemps about that. 877-876-PHIL. So a drunken father leaves his son strapped in a car seat in the car overnight. Mr. Bozell is with us from Corona, California. It's happened to him. It may have happened to some of you men out there. Is the answer more police assistance in terms of volunteer police scouts or police explorers who can go out and look for children that are left behind when people get understandably intoxicated at weddings and so forth? 877-876-PHIL. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. And we're not talking about an extra. Oh, shoot.
We'll be right back, sir, okay?
All right.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and I was talking to Mr. Bozell off-air about The Deer Hunter. You like that movie?
Yes, sir, and... The reason why I brought that up is they've got a scene in there in that movie, The Deer Hunter. If people have seen it, they show how a wedding can be.
Well, that movie, I don't know that that's a typical wedding reception. I mean, it's a very ethnic, it's a Russian-American wedding where everybody's doing Stoli shots, you know.
Yes, sir, but I mean, weddings are very festive.
Weddings are very festive. That particular wedding, that's a movie wedding, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, sir.
All right, let's get back to, and then I want to get to some phone calls here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. I'm talking to Mr. Stephen Bozell. We had a father over the weekend here in Southern California leave a baby strapped in a car seat for 25 hours inside of his car while he stumbled down the street too drunk to remember where he parked the car or left his son. And fortunately, I guess for the father, he was arrested, taken into custody by the Pasadena Police Department because he was just drunk in public. Meanwhile, the little boy is sitting in the car and was not known to be missing until the mother woke up the next morning. and called the police. Now, the question I have for you, Mr. Bozell, because the same thing happened to you. The police had your son, is that right?
That is correct, yes, sir.
And what happened?
What happened was my wife went down and got this child. Her brother was, fortunately, the watch commander with the Corona police. And we, you know, I was very fortunate that I did not have to face charges. But had I faced charges, I would have been free. I would have got off because, as I told them before, they did not have police scouts ready to search for the child. I was intoxicated, but that was not my fault. That was the fault of the wedding and my wife.
All right, I want to get to some phone calls, but you're claiming that your wife had no choice. Women want to take their babies to show them off, and you had no choice. You're at a wedding, so you have to get drunk. Where does that leave the child?
It leaves the child in the care and custody of his parents unless the parents decide that, unless the woman decides she's giving it to the husband. Now, I told my wife that was on her for giving it to me, and that's when you must rely on the police and police services to find the kid if it comes to you losing it. And there's so many people that don't understand this, and so many people that want to make me a bad guy or make this man a bad guy.
That what I'm not understanding is that we need to have police scouts to look for children who are missing in case their drunk fathers lose them. And
no, sir, not just the drunk father, but in case the mother who wants to go dance because she wants to be, you know, liberated and dance and everything. What about that?
I don't understand. She gave you...
She gives me the child, even though I've been drinking since 4 in the afternoon.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. We're talking about a baby that was left in a car by a drunk father and a mother who, I guess, thought that the baby was in the care of the father. Here is Aaron in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Aaron, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey there. It's not
yes,
a
ma'am.
Point of whether or not he's a bad guy. He's a stupid guy. You have a kid that's in your care. You do not need to be drinking excessively at a wedding or even in your own home.
Well, ma'am, this is a wedding where you're expected to drink, and my wife knows this. She's decided she wants to bring the, why did she bring the child? Because women want to show it around and show, look, I made a kid. Okay, fine. But then she brings it to the wedding, and next thing you know, I've got it. I didn't want it. I'm already, you know, and we've been drinking, I drank Turkey Jack and Heineken since 4 in the afternoon. So I was in no shape.
All right, so why don't you just, you know, tell your wife I'm really drunk, don't give me the child.
Because she's going to make an issue with you over the fact that she doesn't get to go dance to the Gloria Glainer music they're playing and this kind of thing. See, that, you don't understand. And again, why am I singled out? I'll tell you why. Because the police don't have the right. They don't have police scouts. They don't have anybody who's going to...
All right. I don't know about the police scout thing, sir. You're talking about a whole other thing, putting this on the police. 877-876-PHIL. Anthony, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I'm from Houston. I go out drinking fairly regularly. And, I mean, I make sure that all my friends and family members and the people that I go out with, I make sure that they all get home safe, whether it be a text message, whether it be anything. And I know we're talking about adults when I'm saying this, but I can't understand how somebody who has a physical connection as having a child or a wife
right.
or, you
yeah.
know, anything like that, I can't understand how someone cannot make sure that they make it home safe. Even if
well,
there's...
Can I interrupt you? I heard Mr. Hendry go, yeah, right, right. What are you saying, Mr. Hendry?
Well, I'm agreeing with this man. Everything this man's saying, I agree with. If you have a wife, if you have a child, a family member, and you're not looking to make sure...
I was given the child by my wife. She's dancing. I'm drinking. What I'm asking for is one more layer of protection, and that's a police scout to look for the kid, is all I'm asking.
Honestly, it comes down to self-responsibility and self-control. I mean, Really, when you look at it, who's responsible for that child? Is it some government agency, or is it you?
No, sir. No. It's me, but I'm at a... Okay, so in other words, I got no choice. I'm going to a wedding, and I'm going to have some shots and beers. My wife decided to take the kid to show it to her girlfriends to show she can have a baby, and then they're going to dance. So what she's done, in order for her to show off being a woman, is she gives the child over to a man who's too drunk to care, and it happens to be the kid's father, me.
Okay, I guess we're blaming the mother now. 877-876-PHIL. If you're too drunk to care for your child, what do you do, get a police
Phil
scout?
Henry.
That's my solution.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, and don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. We have live streaming video of our show right now as we speak, as well as podcasts tomorrow, our classic podcasts, and we have a brand-new uncensored pre-show rant up on the website as well. With me is Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, a father of two, who upon the birth of his first child, his son, he and his wife went to a wedding not long after the birth of that child, a wedding where... you were intoxicated, Mr. Bozell. Your wife was dancing. Somehow your son was lost overnight in a car seat on a wall. And
well, he was not overnight, Mr. Henry, and I thank God for that. It was a police officer found Steve Jr. about, I guess it was about 2:30 in the morning when they...
2:30 in the morning? How long had you all been gone?
Well, I was gone. My wife was dancing, and then I guess she went home with some girlfriends. In fact, that's what she did do. And I had gone to another establishment, and then I basically, because I didn't want to be drunk driving, I fell asleep in my car. And the police pointed at that to say that I was not a decent father. And I asked the police officer, did you want me to drive with my son drunk? Did you want me to endanger my son? And he said, you left your son sitting on a wall till 2:30. And I said, if the worst thing's going to happen to him sitting on a wall is the car seat's going to fall off, and he's in a car seat, he's protected. But the worst thing happened in a drunk man's car, he'll get flung, maybe hundreds of yards.
And you left your son. Are you not worried about somebody kidnapping that child?
I worry about it, and I wish that's why the police and the Corona police and the Riverside Sheriff should have had police scouts there as a backstop. That's all I'm saying. You keep saying responsibility. What about, you know, having some safeguards and a safety guard in, or a safe net, or however they say it, to put that in?
You want a safety net of having police scouts ready to search the area for your kid that you left in a car seat sitting on a wall till 2:30 in the morning in Corona, California, while you were passed out in your car.
You know, Mr. Henry, you're making this sound... You love to use, I was passed out of my car and my wife. So you make me sound like an alcoholic and my wife is a slut.
That's... I haven't said anything about your wife, sir. I haven't said anything like that. Okay? You have that boy. You're in charge of that child.
Do you want me to take that child into Jumbo's Clown Room or places like that?
Jumbo's Clown Room? The strip joint?
Yes, sir.
Why would you take your boy in there?
Because when the reception got boring because the women were dancing, that's where a group of us men went. And you're going to have me take my boy into Jumbo's, okay?
No, sir, I wouldn't have you take your boy into Jumbo's Clown Room. I wouldn't have you drinking as much as you were drinking. Let's go to Kathy in Detroit, Michigan, listening on WDTW. Kathy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
I
had to call in tonight. I'm really horrified by this story about Mr. Bozell. And his wife, actually, I think is just as responsible as he was. I'm a retired social worker. I was a foster care worker for 9 years. And he and his wife could have had their child removed from their care for neglect and placed in a foster home.
What about police scouts is what I'm talking about?
Well, you said a policeman did find the child. So obviously
no, I'm saying immediately.
You're lucky.
Immediately find a child.
Your child instead of some child molester.
I'm talking about if you could go to the police and say, okay, I've left my child in a... Police scouts police
scouts.
You were
too drunk. Ma'am. You were too drunk to even think about your child when you got out of the strip joint. You were too drunk. Your wife
Excuse
never
me,
left the child with you. You were too drunk.
Ma'am,
you were
the point I'm trying to make is
so
why are there not police? And you're calling from Detroit, so I know you guys have your problems. You can't even afford cops there. But in a city,
over to Lisa on the Phil Hendry Show in Indianapolis. Go ahead. I've got another caller on the line. Okay, go ahead, Lisa.
My thing is, police scouts, you know, that costs money for the state. It's going to come from somewhere else to help find your kid. When you become a parent, you know, you become responsible. You know, you're no longer entitled to be able to get drunk at a wedding. You have a responsibility until the kid is old enough.
Why does my wife got to take the kid to the wedding? Why do women have to show?
It doesn't matter if your wife took it. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. You know, what if your wife had an accident, needed rushed to the hospital, but you weren't ready? You're always supposed to be ready. If your kid is involved or in your care or in someone's care with you, you need to at least be sober enough to make decisions if something should happen. It's your responsibility when you become a parent.
May I ask you, well, ma'am, I've got two children. I mean, I don't need, you know.
Well, is she saying anything that's wrong?
Well, no, but she hasn't even addressed the fact that my wife gave the kid to me. Why did my wife do that? Because she wanted to go dance because they were playing, the Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, and this.
Well, I get that, but as soon as she gave you the child, you should have stopped drinking.
No. Why did she do, but why does she get to dance and I can't drink?
Well, why not just tell her not to drink?
Okay. You ever had a man tell you not to dance? I don't think so. yeah, you know what I mean. All right, my son could have died that night. These people...
All right, Lisa, thank you. What are you getting tongue-tied over, man? Huh? What's the problem?
I'm asking for a series of police scouts...
I know, to find your kid because you're too drunk to find the kid yourself. Philip in Raleigh, North Carolina, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm not too drunk to find the kid. I put the kid down because I wanted to...
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, last caller hit on a point about the responsibility. The bottom line is you're a parent. Responsible to your child first. What you want to do is come second to your child's welfare and safety. Your wife is culpable in this issue as you are. You're an adult. You get to make your own decisions. You made a decision, a conscious decision to drink. You know, choose your own wants over your child, and putting your child at risk. And there's
are you
no
Jewish? Are you Jewish, sir? Are you? Sir, are you Jewish?
Am I Jewish?
Yes, sir.
No, that's beside the point. I'm an adult.
Well,
a parent.
The reason why I'm asking is it doesn't sound to me like you take a drink. I mean, I'm sure you've taken a drink.
What has that got to do with being Jewish?
Well, most of my Jewish friends don't drink.
My relatives drink, but you know what? When it comes to child's welfare, that comes first.
Well, you understand. You understand what it is to drink.
But they're talking about having a kid.
I understand that, sir. No one will give me the dignity of addressing my concern, which is why are there not police scouts located on... every street corner, every other street. And
what are these police scouts going to do?
If there is a kid left, they can
Bill,
look
that's my second point, accountability. First of all, he showed lack of responsibility. Secondly, he showed lack of accountability in his decision that he made. He's blaming everybody else but himself. His wife has said, just as culpable.
I'm just saying, why can't we have a police scout there to get the kid before he sits there until 2:30 in the morning?
Because this is something the community is going to have to take care of. Thank you very much for your call there, Philip. 877-876-PHIL. This is something the community's got to take care of, which means tax dollars, okay?
There we go with tax dollars. People don't want to pay tax dollars when it comes to welfare of children. And
when it comes to the welfare of children, this is your child.
I understand that, Mr. Hendry, but this society does and has contributed to the welfare of families. We do have a department in California, and other states do, called the Department of the Welfare, It's a family.
It's, yeah, families with dependent children. It's a, well, yeah, I know what you mean.
What is it called? It's called a family with a child. Family with a child that's dependent. And the welfare for it.
And it, that's not what it's called, but I know what you mean.
All right. So, we got that, and yet, I've got to sleep in my car and worry about where my kid is.
You're worrying about where your kid is, and you're sleeping in your car because you drank too much. You told me you were doing Jack Daniel's shots and Corona, right?
Yes, sir.
Because you saw Deer Hunter, and you didn't want to do Stoli and Rolling Rock.
No, that is a sure trip to the... You're going to be... If you're going to drink Stoli and Rolling Rock, you might as well just pour it in the gutter because that's where you're going to be vomiting. And nobody understands that.
Sir, I understand that completely. That's got nothing to do with your child, though. I understand about throwing up Stoli and Rolling Rock. I've never done it, but I can see how that would cause that, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. But that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. I don't care, really, what you were drinking. The fact that you're doing Boilermakers tells me that you were there to tie one on.
No, it's a standard drink. Everybody does it.
No. You don't do shots and beers unless you're going to get hammered. And with your kid there... That's what people are talking about. But all you can say is, well, yeah, of course I'm going to do shots and beers, and of course my wife's going to want to dance, so why don't the police have police scouts to make sure that my kid isn't left on a wall?
That is what we call a safety net, don't we? How come no one will let me talk about my safety?
Your safety net?
Yes.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking about something that actually happened in Pasadena just over the weekend. A child left by his drunk father. Brandon in Atlanta, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, I got a couple of issues with this father. I hear you. I hear you talking and everything, but I have a few issues with you. Number one, you keep calling your child a thing. I heard you repeatedly call your child a thing. That's not
what?
A thing. That's a human being. Okay, that's a
child.
Yes, you have. Okay,
I don't remember.
Number two. You are a father before anything else. Why are you getting drunk? And why are you getting drunk and you have a kid there? It shouldn't even matter. I blame you. Yes, you're a bad father. You're a bad father for getting drunk and you got your son, your kid there, let alone you have two. Yes, okay? I blame your wife as well, okay?
What?
Because that's our responsibility as well, okay? Both of y'all, I blame both of y'all for what happened, okay?
So I'm not allowed to have a drink.
It doesn't. I'm being honest with you.
I don't get to have a drink. The thing is, it's not up to the police.
You're a father. You're that child's father, okay? Then nobody bring them in the world, that child in the world, except for you and her. Okay, that's y'all responsibility. So y'all take care of that first before
anything
else.
I totally understand that.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You really have issues, dude. You need to really get checked out and check this whole alcohol, this disease that you have.
What about that? Yeah, yeah. Do you think that's an alcoholism, Steve? Do you think you have?
No, I don't have. That's ridiculous. You're telling me that a guy doesn't go to a wedding and the first thing he wants to do is pound shots?
If you got your son,
you're placing blame on everybody else except for yourself. You haven't taken blame. You even blamed your wife for it. So yeah, I blame your wife too. She shouldn't have left him there with you. Yeah, but the thing is, the bottom line
there,
is, if you have
been
there and you know what's going to go on with this, then you should have just went ahead and did what? Not drink. Okay? Yes, you can enjoy yourself. Yes, you can enjoy yourself and be a man without drinking at a wedding. You have a kid there. That's the thing. Everybody there ain't got kids. Okay? It's nobody's responsibility.
Right, what I'm trying to say is my wife knew. And she knows that we're going to have drinks and go into Jumbo's Clown Room. Am I supposed to take my child in Jumbo's Clown Room? Why are you going, huh? Why are you saying, huh?
You know.
I mean,
you know what? That's BS.
What do you mean Jumbo's Clown Room, man? That's a strip joint. Why would you take your son into a strip joint?
Because my wife gave him to me.
Simple as that. Why are you blaming your wife on anybody else except for yourself? This was your mistake. Your mistake and your wife's mistake. Why are you blaming?
Can you see that, Steve? You understand? You decided to have the drinks. You decided that, you know, your wife's going to dance. She's giving you the kid. You could have said, no way, I can't take that kid. I'm too hammered. But you didn't.
There's no man on earth that can tell a woman not to dance.
Oh, horse dung. And then you go outside and you leave the hall with your son, and you go to a strip joint.
Everybody knows Jumbo's Clown Room.
You're lucky enough to have this child. You brought this child in the world. Everybody out here in the world can't have kids. You're lucky enough to have one, and then this is what you do to them? Please.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, it must be great to have everybody call in and lick your rear end up.
Oh, that's not what's going on. Thank you anyway, sir, for your call. That ain't what's going on. That's not what's going on here.
Everyone licking your butt.
No, they're listening to you, and they're listening to a guy saying, I had too much to drink, and of course I'm going to go into Jumbo's Clown Room and take my son. Why didn't my wife know that? And why don't the police have police scouts?
Have you ever heard of a thing called a safety net?
Yes, I have heard of a thing called a safety net.
Okay, every society has. Why don't I get to have a safety net is all I'm trying to say.
Safety nets are for people that cannot help their circumstance. Safety nets are for people that have been through misfortune, disease, or just the throw of the dice in life, have a chronic life condition where they need some help. It's not there for a guy who goes out and ties one on for the night. 877 and decides to go into Jumbo's Clown Room. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Stephen Bozell as we talk about this father who lost his child in Pasadena this weekend. We'll be back.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Available at philhendryshow.com, too. So if you're going out tonight and you want to watch the video cast, we're mobile on your Android or on your Evo phone. Check us out as we perform on the video cast this evening, 877-876-PHIL. Before we get to some more phone calls, you were mentioning that you took your son into this strip bar, and then what?
Because my wife had given him to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd had a lot of drinks. And I took my son, but I took care of my boy. And my friends, two of them, I don't want to say their names, they took me over. We went into Jumbo's Clown Room. Then I hear one of my friends say, where's my... And this is very bad, Mr. Henry, but I want you to know I wanted my son to get out of there. I'm going to take my son out of there. My friend says, where's my bag of cocaine? And that's when I got my friend out of there.
Where's his bag of cocaine?
Yes, sir. And that's when I got him out of there, and I took my son out, too. And I'm telling my friend, because he'd been arrested once already. He'd had one felony arrest. He was on probation. And I'm telling him, you can't do it, because I love this guy like a brother, you know. And so we sat down and had a discussion.
And where's your son?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Then I left him on the wall and took my friend back to his car.
And so you leave your son on a wall, you take your friend?
I was drunk, Mr. Henry. I was drunk. Why are there not police? I'm coming up with a solution nobody else will come up with. Why are there not police scouts or police explorers or police people or some kind of a police eagle? They have Cub Scouts or not Cub Scouts, but what do you call them?
Police Explorer is for young people who want a career in the police or, you know, they want to learn about law enforcement. It is a kind of a, it's got nothing to do with you losing your kid. 877-876-PHIL. Debbie in Houston, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I didn't lose my kid, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Phil. Yes,
hi.
Phil. My name is Betty, like Betty Boop.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I just wanted to tell this gentleman, I'm really upset by everything that I am hearing. You are a father first, Mr. Bozell. You should put your son before anything else. Your friend, anybody, listen, you be quiet. You're not fit to be a father.
You live in Houston and you got a New York accent?
You are passing responsibility to everybody else. You are not accepting responsibility. If you are doing this to your child now, what is going to happen when that boy is a teenager and he needs you even more? Listen, I raised three boys on my own and they are all in college now. Never will I think about myself.
And you never took a drink.
Children.
And you never took
there
a drink.
You
never
wrong
took.
With you.
You never
there's
took a drink the whole time they were growing
for
up.
You and there's a time
oh
for your
God.
Child. If you have
my
a child,
is,
your time is with your child. You are responsible to the child. But you can't seem to accept responsibility. You blame everybody else, and you want
no.
someone to take care of you.
No, ma'am. My friend had been arrested already for possession of a controlled substance. So I had to get up.
Nobody's talking about your friend right now, man, okay?
You shouldn't be in a place like that with a child.
What are you talking? Are you telling me I can't go to Jumbo's Clown Room, which is it's like an institution?
Well, with your son we're talking about now.
Yeah, I know what this lady is all about. She's going to tell everybody how to raise their kid. And this lady has never taken a drink when she was raising her kids. I bet you she did. But she's telling me how to live. And everybody, she's telling how to live. I think it's wrong.
No, all right, Betty.
You're wrong to be a dad.
I think you're wrong for lying about drinking when you were raising your kids.
There are lots of people who would like to have children. And children are precious. They are godsend. They are precious.
And you
do not put him number one. When
you
have a child, your life is different. Your life changes completely. But you can't accept that. You can't accept the responsibility of being a father. You want someone to take care of you before you take your child. Take care of your child. You know, there's something wrong with you. Let me tell you something, Mr. Bozell. I think you've been drinking too much. And I think your brain is picked off from all that drinking.
Did you, you know what? Did you ever take a drink when you were... I forget what I was going to say.